It's that most wonderful time of the year again, and as Santa gears up for his annual flight, NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command, prepares to track his progress. That will happen, as it always has, on December 24th, and Santa's location will be available to all of the little and not-so-little prying eyes who can't wait for those shiny boots to drop down through their chimneys. Mike Jacharik is a spokesman for NORAD. He gave me some insight into this annual event, starting with how it all began.
This has been going on 1955, and it actually started when a young lady called a number that was a misprint in the local newspaper here, and what she thought was she was going to get a hold of Santa, she actually got a hold of our command center up in Cheyenne Mountain. And so from there, the gentleman that answered the phone, Colonel Harry Shoup, then went on to play along and directed people under his command to track Santa. So since 1955, we've been tracking Santa ever since.
Now, this activity has survived federal shutdowns, rises in the military budget, decreases in the military budget, several wars in which the Air Force has been heavily engaged over the several decades, and now we just came through and there's sequestration, and yet nobody ever says to NORAD, maybe this is something we could cut back.
And, you know, they never say that because everything that we get is in terms of partnerships. That's all pro bono. All of our volunteers, the 1,250 that work the December 24th time frame, all volunteers. No one is paid for their involvement, and that's kind of how we're able to kind of survive some of the budget ups and downs and shortfalls.
Now, do service members participate in some way on their own if they wish to?
Absolutely. Answering phone calls, helping to set up the operations center, which is here at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado, and three rooms that we have set up. And primarily it's telephones, but we also have a dedicated team that also provides answers via email, answers social media questions that come through, because we do have a Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus accounts that we post various items too during the December 24th time frame, and actually starting December 1st when the NORADSanta.org website goes live. Military members are very involved, but on their own time.
And before all of this social media and online component, what did the program resemble back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s?
Well, it was a fairly small operation, and it wasn't until, I want to say, in the latter part of probably the 1980s that we decided to move to something more, and then it really took off with the advent of social media, and it really blossomed in mid-2000s when Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media sites came online, because, and you know, the web, you know, 2.0 came into existence, and when you're talking 1.2 million hits on December 24th, but you know, over 20 million visitors throughout the holiday period when the website goes live on the 1st. I guess you can't beat the outreach that the internet provides.
And when you consider the idea of tracking, that implies, you know, dots on a radar screen, you know, for those that want to watch this kind of thing. So was there anything visual before the web came along?
No. As a matter of fact, before the web, there was some videos that we made available, and we have historical videos on record, but that really was the only way, or if we were able to attract news organizations to come out to cover the activity, then, of course, that was another way. But, yeah, before YouTube, because we have our own YouTube channel now, NORAD Santa, YouTube has helped us, you know, sort of not only get the word out for NORAD Track Santa, but obviously NORAD Track Santa is tied to our everyday missions of aerospace warning and control and maritime warning as well. So all of the daily assets that we have, whether they're space-based, land-based, or air assets, are all used to sort of track Santa on December 24th.
And is there any tie-in with the actual look that you give, you know, 24 hours a day around the clock, 365 a year?
Sure. I mean, the infrared sensing capabilities that we have that are space-based, you know, obviously with Rudolph leading the charge there, he puts off an infrared signature, so our space-based assets are able to pick that up, and that gives us a capability. And, of course, there's some metal components to the sleigh, and we're able to use our radar, ground-based radar, to track that. And, of course, when Santa comes into the North American area of operation, obviously our air assets are there, both based in Canada and the U.S., to help escort and make sure he has a safe journey through North America.
Well, maybe one of these years the F-35s will be able to update that whole parade as it comes across. We're speaking with Mike Kacharek. He is a spokesman for NORAD. And on the evening and evenings leading up to Christmas Eve, you've got, we mentioned airmen that help out, airmen and airwomen, but you've also got a lot of volunteers from the community.
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't do half of what we could, probably couldn't do any of what we do without the great partnerships that we have with various companies like Verizon and others that provide us a capability that, you know, because obviously when you're taking 60 to 70,000 calls in a night, you need a capability beyond the scope of what we're able to provide. So without our partners and our volunteers, none of this would be possible.
I mean, in this context of large military bases, really the service members are just one component, but the families tend to represent a much larger, greater component for the military. And there's, I guess, a sense of community that makes people want to volunteer for a thing like this.
Absolutely. And it also has become a kind of a tradition for some families, not only to track Santa on December 24th, but also families that come in as a group, you know, community groups that come in to volunteer to answer phone calls and answer emails and to kind of get this program going.
And so the jaded nature of the 21st century really hasn't dimmed this whole thing, has it?
No, once you're able to participate and be a part of, like I said, what has become to some a tradition, and even some first-timers and people that have never done it before, like our new commander, Admiral Gortney, him and his family are signed up to come in. I think, you know, once you answer that first phone call and you listen to what the, you know, the little kids on the line have to say and, you know, how some of them sheepishly ask where Santa is, you just get hooked from the start.
And do you keep the volunteers well-fed that evening?
Well, we try to. They come in and they work anywhere between 2 and 4 hour shifts. We do have some light snacks available, and obviously we want to keep them hydrated because all that talking kind of wears your voice out. So we do have some stuff that's donated to us that we provide, and you know, we're grateful for not only our partners but the folks that volunteer and also the folks that donate time and materials to help support this.
And do you have defense media activity people come in and maybe document it so you can get a little after-the-fact action there?
So we actually we have live shots. DVIDs, being a military entity, provide a live feed on Christmas Eve, and they provide that to all the news organizations. They help us with the scheduling, and we actually get a really, really good response and usually fill up a good probably 8 hours worth of live hits from the operations center here at Peterson.